Just as we were beginning to believe that Teresa Jacobs' administration in Orange County had shoehorned itself into some blend of compassion and reason via this year's hard-won compromise on the Domestic Partnership Registry, the Board of County Commissioners committed an injustice so ripe with hubris on Tuesday that the county's government might as well be dancing barefoot. Of course I'm talking about the earned sick time measure, as everyone within earshot has been this week, but the substance of the ballot volley itself, for once, isn't even the issue. Even though the hard-scrabble coalition of activists endured a summer of door-knocking in order to obtain more than 50,000 signatures from Orange County voters that were required, the despicable seven-hour circus that played out at this week's commission meeting set a new low for local government. How? Well, if you want to be nice about it, by nefariously moving the goalpost, and if you want to be honest about it, by breaking the law. In a fit of buffoonery rivaling anything witnessed under the backroom purview of former Mayor Rich Crotty, the board attempted to thwart the first countywide citizen ballot initiative in history by cobbling together a competing charter amendment that would prevent the county from legislating anything resembling compassion for working residents. In the end, neither of the competing initiatives ended up making this November's general election ballot, even though Jacobs herself admitted that it was the county's fault for not understanding its own charter. Mission accomplished, then. Now nobody believes in local government, nor should they.